Okay, and we are excited to be here in the studio with Leona Strasberg Steiner, here to speak with us about this upcoming art happening, the Politico pop-up. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Kezia.
Yeah. So I guess we'll just start with how this thing got started. This is the second year, is that right?
This is the first year.
Oh, okay.
It's the first year of an annual event that will be happening every year at the New Orleans Art Center. Big shout out for the New Orleans Art Center on St. Claude Street. There will be 40 established and emerging artists taking part in the show. This is a one-night-only event for political and social change. It is a chance for artists of all venues to show work or sing work or talk work about social or political change where it's not normally accepted in galleries or museums or regular radio stations. Because I'm an artist myself and I work in, I'm doing work about the Palestinian issue, and there is no place for me to show my work. No one will look at it. No one will talk to me. It's taboo. So I figured there's a lot of artists like me who are doing work that is not being shown because it's not politically correct, in big quote marks. This has been a coming together of forces from New Orleans and all over the country. I even have an artist who submitted work from Sweden. So really the first year has been, it looks like it's going to be quite an event.
Yeah. So was there anything related to this going on last year, or it all started this year?
Okay.
I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah.
So how did you first, I mean, are you the one just coordinating everything?
Or? I'm curating the show with the help of Photo NOLA, who's given me a big shout out as well on their website and on their blog. As a member of Photo NOLA, they've given me their support. There are a lot of photographers from all over the country who submitted work. Lost my train of thought.
Why do you feel that? I guess I feel like sometimes there's space for political art, but where do you feel like there isn't? Or like where have you felt like?
Well, a lot of people, when they go to see art, they want to see something beautiful, or they want to see something that is meaningful for them and not necessarily something that's going to remind them of things that are going on in our world. Generally, people like to buy art that they can reflect on it and not have to worry about what's going on outside. There are no galleries that I know of in the city that are showing political art at all. And a lot of artists do a lot of political work, but they don't show their political work. They do a lot of other work as well, but the political work just kind of goes on the wayside. So this is a great opportunity for many, many artists to get their word out.
Yeah, have you found any particular themes with the art that's been submitted?
There's women's rights. There is racism. There is Palestinian rights. There is social injustice for gender equality, the gamut of everything that we're going through today is what I'm seeing artists are working on.
Mm-hmm.
There's work about what's happening in Syria. There's a lot of amazing work, I have to admit.
Yeah, which pieces are you most excited about?
One piece in particular the artist Dylan Cruz Asaseta has created specifically for the evening, which is about women Syrian refugees, which is a very dynamic piece. I've put together work that I've been working on for the past 6 months about child prisoners that's happening in Palestine. There's a lot of work about blight, about what's going on in New Orleans. It runs the gamut. It really does. I'm very fortunate that a lot of the artists in the city have given me their confidence
mm-hmm.
to do this.
How do you make the distinction between art that's political nerd that isn't. I mean, I think sometimes it's easy, but sometimes...
It's been difficult. And I've had to step on a few toes because some people have gotten kind of upset that I didn't accept their work because they felt it was political, but I didn't see the connection. there's always that when you're creating a show, unfortunately.
What do you look for?
I'm looking for something that that when people look at it, they're going to get a jolt and they're going to be automatically brought to a specific space or point that somebody is trying to make, that it's totally out there, totally readable. No innuendos. You see automatically what the artist is trying to say. That's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there are specific mediums that are more conducive to that, or?
No, I don't really. I have amazing painters, sculptors, photographers, musicians, you know, poetry. Everybody's doing political art these days because there's a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on that we need to change.
Yeah, and how do you feel that art can contribute to that change?
I don't think art, in art's sake, can change anything, but I think that sometimes it can turn a person who's looking at the piece, can turn the person's mind just a twinge, just to think about it, just to start asking questions. And if that piece gets you to start asking questions, then it's doing its job.
Hmm. Did you ever get any submissions for causes that would normally be considered on the right or more conservative?
Actually, I did not, and I was surprised because I was waiting for it. Because, you know, it should be there. But,
yeah.
It's not this year. You know, maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any submissions from right-wing artists at all, so...
I mean, I feel like in general, I mean, the stereotype at least is that most artists are liberal or on the left in some way. I mean, have you experienced like the other side?
I have. I mean, I have artist friends who are on the other side, mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But those artists didn't submit anything, so.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to reach out next year, you know, to make sure that we have both sides of the story, because it really is important,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be fair.
Yeah.
But on the general, I do agree with you that artists generally do tend to be more liberal
mm-hmm.
than the usual crowd.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like it's shifting at all? I mean, you say it's like on the national level that there isn't really as much space for political art. I mean, do you think that's changing?
Or? I don't. I think it's getting worse, actually. And I do think that the country as a whole is turning more right. And I feel that it's getting harder and harder for people to get their word out and for people to listen, particularly. Because people get so angry very quickly, so it's a good time to listen, to look at art and listen.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel like you're trying to get across with the art you're making?
I am trying to help people realize that we are all one. I mean, there's only one human race on this planet, and if we can't get it together, we're definitely going to have a very hard time. I'm trying to show that the Palestinians who are being occupied need a place of their own. They need homes, they need schools, they need their own country without occupation, and that's what I'm trying to show.
And how do you try to accomplish that?
Well, my work is I use printmaking and photography. One piece that I'm showing is called Whose Land Is This? And they are four self-portraits where I take on personas of different cultural entities in Israel. So it's trying to show, you know, that this house could belong to anybody. And why does this person in particular have the keys and not the other person?
Mm.
So that's what I'm trying to show.
Hmm. And that's a photography piece?
It's a photography and printmaking. I use both. Mm-hmm. I'm multimedia.
So what do you want people to experience when they come to the show?
I want them to come with an open mind and an open heart. And I want them to come and experience the amazing art that's going to be on the walls and enjoy the music of Cole Williams Band and to listen to poetry by several people who are coming to give poetry readings. And I want people to be open and to express their feelings if they're feeling something, and they, you know, people should be talking about it. I want dialogue on the evening for sure. I want it to be an event where people aren't just looking, where people are talking and interchanging ideas.
Yeah, I mean, as an artist, what do you feel your role or responsibility is to the political issues that you care about?
This is a tough one because most artists shy away from this and don't do this kind of work. I feel, for me, if I can't get this out, it's almost like I'm going to explode. That's the best way I can explain it. I'm so passionate about what I believe that this is my work. And after I have lived in Israel for 27 years. When I came back in 2001 after the Second Intifada, my eyes were opened a lot being on this side of the picture and being able to look at what is really going on, because you don't see the whole picture there. So that was mind-blowing to me when I got back to the States. And my political beliefs went totally to the left, and I was totally blown away because I was totally lied to my whole life in Israel about what a great nation we are and look how great we're doing. It's true, they're doing great things, but there's also really bad things happening. So I'm trying to get out that let's look at the bad things and not brush it under the rug. Let's look at it and change it.
Yeah, it's interesting kind of this amalgam, because I think in some ways, like, art is so personal and is of you, and then it can take on these other, I don't know, it's just like that relationship is always interesting to me. So do you feel like before you kind of came into that consciousness, your art was different?
Yes, it was. It was totally different. Well, I was also a dancer, so I was doing different kinds of work, and it was more personal, and it was more inside myself and not what's going on the outside. And when I stopped dancing and picked up a camera, it forced me to look on the outside. So that's how that kind of changed. So that was an interesting switch for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess sometimes the critique of overly political art is that it is too externalized, or and that somehow like cheapens the moment or something. How would you respond to that?
Well, it can be like that. I feel, though, that the artists that have contributed work really are coming from a personal place. They're coming from a place that is very personal to them, because everybody's talking about a different topic. So each artist is coming with a personal belief that they want to get across, which makes it so beautiful and so amazing, because we all come from different places.
Yeah, and I mean, I know we touched on this a little bit, but I guess I always had in my mind a little bit like, well, are all art is political, or there's something sort of in the essence of it that has a political nature.
Well, you know, I've been finding that in New Orleans, that's true. because New Orleans folks don't hold back. as opposed to, you know, up on the Northeast. Yeah. So it's been great to find that here, for sure.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess sometimes it feels like there's usually some kind of social intention, whether it's just cultural preservation or, you know, something larger.
Yeah,
than
people
that.
Think more about each other here than they do up north, for sure. they do. I mean, you know, I'm just so blown away and so thankful that when I wake up in the morning, people will say, hello, how are you doing in the morning? You know, it's just a totally different consciousness. People care about each other. People want to know what's going on. People, you know, are interested. Mm-hmm. They're less to put on the blinds and not want to know what their neighbor is doing. So that way I feel that New Orleans is much more open to this type of art happening.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, we recently had a... I don't know if you saw the exhibit. It was also like a pop-up about African-Americans and Christianity, which is an interesting show that also had, you know, that similarity. But yeah, I guess you feel... So you were, you know, spoke of this at the beginning, like you feel like it's particular to this city, right? Like having it here.
Yeah.
This
was also like kind of because I'm new to the area. I mean, we just moved down here last year. So it was a great way for me to get to meet artists and get to meet, you know, get to see what everybody's doing and what they're up to. And I've gotten to meet some really great people. So it's been a really wonderful experience that I hope will continue many, many years.
Cool. So tell us all the details.
So the details are Political Pop-Up is happening Wednesday, December 9th. From 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the New Orleans Art Center, which is at 3330 St. Claude in the Bywater. Cole Williams Band will be performing at 9 p.m. At 8 p.m. we will have poetry readings, and all through the evening there is much art to see and much talk to do. So please come down, come and enjoy yourselves, come and tell us what you think. We would like to hear your opinions. We'd like some dialogue. And come and have a great time.
Yeah. And it's all free?
It's all free.
Very cool.